pretty shocking, really. I haven't sort of seen this kind of problem since the PMA and the PMMA hospitalizations and deaths that were happening when MDMA, the traditional ecstasy tablets, were in low supply and people were buying what they thought was ecstasy and it was PMA. And so we did the kind of harm reduction advice about being careful about the onset of action of PMA being slower than MDMA ecstasy. And that seemed to sort of settle down for a while. But what's quite worrying is it seems that we're waiting for toxicology results from testing on these pills, but early indicators may suggest that it is MDMA. Now, that's quite unusual, but the strength of ecstasy or MDMA is far, far higher than it has been for a long time. And so the dosage levels are, you know, in the potential for doing some serious harm. And that's something we haven't seen very much of in the past. Certainly the kind of the dosage levels that people may be taking would be similar to the kind of levels in the 1980s, 1990s, early 1990s, where people would be used to just taking a small amount, maybe half a pill, one pill, whereas now maybe the culture is to take more, and yet these are very high dose pills. A very pure dosage is as dangerous, sometimes more dangerous than one that's mixed with other substances. And that sometimes people think if it's very pure or if it's a high amount of MDMA in there, they may be under the illusion, well, MDMA doesn't, you know, statistically doesn't cause that many deaths. But if people are not used to taking that level of dosage, and certainly if they may be other drugs on board, alcohol on board, we don't know that obviously in these cases, but they may not be used to that potency. And if you like it, I always think of it, it's like paracetamol. With paracetamol, no problem at all, but when you get towards like 8+ pills of paracetamol, it can cause a fatality. So it's all related to dosage there. A harmless substance, but high dose, it becomes very dangerous. And we do suspect at the moment, we've had reports from Europe where MDMA is coming in at extremely high doses. Now, that's assuming it is MDMA. At the moment, we don't know for certain, but it certainly sounds like the profile is fairly typical of either MDMA or PMA. But I suppose the real advice is just people to be aware that, you know, that they may find that they're dealing with something a lot stronger than they're used to.